And welcome back to the broadcast. We have a caller, Graham in Texas. Graham, welcome to the broadcast.
Hello there, broadcast. This is Grambo, and I have just a quick comment regarding chem clouds.
Please.
I believe,
Please, go right ahead.
Apparently, our wonderful government has done a great benefit to mankind with our chem clouds, possibly. In doing this, it's likely they've created an endangered species besides man. Here in Texas, I have not seen any fire ants in the last year. Has anybody else? You might ask around and see.
Interesting.
What other explanation would there be other than chem clouds or some even more nefarious activity of the government?
Is there any benefit to fire ants, in your opinion?
Well, it keeps people up off the ground. It keeps the bums from sleeping in the yard. There are no benefits to the, but they are endangered. I mean, it's if they're really not here, aren't you upset that we have a species that's being endangered?
Well, see, this is what I've been talking about for a long time about the spraying, is that they may be creating many more endangered species because of the spraying. You know what I mean?
Wouldn't it be funny if it backfired on them and it got rid of their damn fire ants? I think it'd be wonderful.
Well,
anyway,
you've got the bee population that is beneficial that I saw disappearing in California, and I'm not sure how to attribute it to aerial spraying, but they did disappear where I was living in California.
Yeah.
I don't know. But you have the book. Why don't you talk about the book? The New World Order Defeated.
The New World Order Defeated. Yes, I do have the book. And it's the most interesting book because it's apparently an impossibility to read. There's nothing unusual about it other than the it does have the answers to defeating the New World Order. And there's some kind of extraordinary spiritual activity going on with it. I've sold dozens and dozens of these books, and I have yet to talk to anyone who has been able to read the complete book. It seems to be stopped by some weird spiritual entity that will not let people proceed into the latter parts of the book, which really has the gist and the true way that we can stop this insane New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
There are the answers there, but no one has gotten that far in the book. I've even gone so far as to suggest that they jump over into the last two-fifths of the book and see if they can't read it that way and get down to some of these, a couple of these really pretty hairy ideas.
Well, it's a work that you put together. How long did it take you to put this book together?
It took me a little over a year, maybe a year and a half, and it was really strange the way it came to me.
Why don't you stay with us, and let's talk about The New World Order Defeated by Grambo the Prophet.
All right.
This is the author, and let's hear more about this book, listeners. Stay with us. We'll be back. Listeners, we're back from the book The New World Order Defeated. Wouldn't we like to have that happen? On page 142, under the title The New World Order, claims to want to produce order out of chaos. That's nice, but where does the chaos come from? What is chaotic about the world and who causes it? Does it need to be more orderly? Who will benefit from order as opposed to disorder? What benefits are there to an orderly world? Who wins in the New World Order world? Who loses? What and how much is won? What and how much is lost? who gets the winnings and who pays the losses. Well, we like the results of order as opposed to disorder. Prison is a condition of almost total order. Total freedom is surviving with no responsibility or obligations to others, dependent on ourselves only for survival. There can be almost no order. Both these conditions leave a great deal to be improved on. Somewhere between the two conditions is best for the happiness of man. I, for one, prefer much more freedom than order or security. My kind will suffer if the world is made totally orderly. Frightened people will suffer without order. Who can all be best served? That's a profound series of paragraphs there, Grambo.
Well, when you read it like that, it really is, but it's all true, and it's something we should consider.
Certainly,
know?
Certainly, absolutely.
What are these insane people think they're doing? You know, they really don't know, apparently, or if they know, they certainly are evil.
The way I see it, they want to reduce the population at all costs. Because a smaller population is much easier to control than a large population.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
That's the only thing that makes any sense to me. The problem with that is, as they continue to reduce the population, they reduce it down to a million. You know, there's a million humans. So, that's still a little difficult to control. Let's cut it down to 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's a lot of these people that are still a little bit disorderly. Maybe we'll cut it down to 1,000. At what point do you think these insane people are going to stop?
That's a good question.
They are absolutely not going to stop. They are going to kill every man on the planet, including themselves. Including themselves. They will all go under. It's an obsession and insanity. Anything that's crazy will be just as crazy as I'm pointing out right now.
Well,
it's a joke on them.
Well, this is an interesting point you make. As what is the best catalyst to get everyone aware and awake about what's going on today?
Well, we as men are sheep. They spoke of sheep in the Bible. We're sheep. And we don't think, we follow, we do what our shepherds tell us to do. And if we've got sheep dogs out there barking at us, and we'll try to keep from getting nipped by them. But mankind is just a herding animal and has very, very little capacity to do anything on his own. And we have to forgive the sheep. And I know that you sheep dogs, which the... heroes that are on the radio and trying to awaken the masses to what's going on, your sheepdogs, it becomes very frustrating to see this and for it to continue on and the sheep just stand there and look dumb. Even the ones that know and they see the wolf coming after them, but they still stand there.
You know, the funny thing about situations is apparently there's a capital bomb scare going on right now, according to the Communitarian News Network, a bomb scare at the Capitol right now. But you think about the Second World War. You think about the conclusion of the Second World War. Certainly there was victory in Europe. The bombing of Dresden was the biggest catastrophe of all. All totally unnecessary. But then you think about Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And I always go back to this because it was very traumatic to the people of Japan who didn't want a war. Most of the people of Japan did not want a war. The government in control manipulated that because they needed the oil wealth. They needed to expand. They had their greed at the top, just like other countries have their greed at the top. But to drop those two atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, there are two islands waiting for an atomic bomb. It was called Iwo Jima and Okinawa. They had the entire Second World War to dig in because they knew there was going to be an attack on their islands. Well, they could have just eliminated Okinawa and Iwo Jima and made the exact same statement, except they wouldn't have killed the thousands upon thousands of civilians that were innocent.
A lot of people are not aware that these two areas that were bombed had the densest numbers of Christians in Japan. They were very heavily populated with Christians.
I've been told that, yes. I've been told that. That makes sense. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, of course it does. I mean, contrary to what my book says a great deal of it, is I am a true dyed-in-the-wool Christian, and mm-hmm. I know that Christ has the answer, the understanding of what Christ did and will do is the answer to our problems. And we have the answer to our problems. We just have to get up off of our knees and quit praying for a rapture, which, by the way, there will be no cowards raptured, and start doing something about this. We need our shepherds to lead us. And who are our shepherds? Who have always supposedly been our shepherds? They need to get off their knees and explain in the pulpit what's happening. And
oh, boy, what a monumental task that's going to be.
Why would it? Stop and think about it.
Uh-huh.
These birds, they got into that racket with the mistaken thought and understanding that they were going to do something to help mankind, to help their fellow man. This is what, if they had their calling, and they all, I feel like, or almost all, had a true calling, why would this be so impossible to re-stimulate, to awaken? Why not? They really are good guys, even though they've had a rough time. They've been abused probably more than any segment of our population by the New World Order, by feeding them falsehoods, which they feed to their sheep, in the mistaken understanding or thought that it's right, that it's the correct thing. They've been fed falsehoods, and they fail after failure, after failure, after failure. With so many times, sooner or later, you either get the heck out of the scam, or you go along with the thing and you make money and you feed your wife and kids.
There it is.
And so they need to be reawakened, and many of the ones that have fallen away and said, the heck with this foolishness, can be awakened. They can lead a flock. There can be hundreds, thousands of ministers.
Okay, you right here. The New World Order is obviously an insane group of persons intent on controlling, thus enslaving, all of mankind, just as any mass murderer is understood to be insane and is safely incarcerated to prevent further killing. We must take out of our society those responsible for the crimes of the New World Order creators. How would we go about doing that?
The answer is in the book, my friend.
Uh-huh.
The answer is in there. And I just had breakfast with a patriot this morning, and I kind of let the cat out of the bag. I haven't really told very many people because, frankly, it's a little dangerous to consider it. It has nothing to do with violence. I don't believe in violence. Jesus didn't believe in violence, and
right.
I'm on his side. But it is a dangerous consideration the way this can be done, and it can be done. Trust me on this. You've got to read the book and study it.
Don't you think that there's governments of the world, communist China. There's many people that are resigning from positions of prominence in communist China, apparently, according to the China E-Lobby group. What if they gave a war and nobody came? Do you think that's possible? Do you think that's possible?
I think it is. I mean, let's face it, these guys do have guns, and they can force us to do stuff we don't want to do. But we can drag our feet. We can be really lousy slaves. You know, that's what the blacks did. This was the genius of the blacks. You know, they're a lot smarter than a lot of people would like to think. They very carefully did as little as they could possibly get by with. They acted stupid. They acted just ignorant, which was all a lie. Not stupid. But unfortunately, they had that ingrained through old habits. And so sometimes they're not as productive even today as they could be.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is what the slaves, if we end up as slaves, this will be end up what we'll be doing. White men find that very uncomfortable, and I don't like to consider that, but I would. That's what I'd do. I'd be just so dumb. Duh, I can't do anything.
Well, listen, Graham, you have Chapter 21, What the Churches Can Do, 501c3, Your Ticket to Hell. That must be a very interesting chapter. We have Sam that wants to ask you a question or two, and we'll bring up Sam on the other side. And once again, listeners, this is the New World Order Defeated. Grambo the Prophet is the author. He's our guest right now, a caller, and we'll give you the direction to get this book, listeners. And we'll bring up Sam momentarily. Stay with us now. Show listeners, we have Graham with us. The New World Order Defeated is his book. We'll give out the direction on how you can purchase that book, listeners. The New World Order Defeated. What a title. Never thought about that.
It will be. It will be.
Let's take Sam. Hello, Sam. How are you?
Hello there, Chris. Good broadcast. And Grambo, thanks for what you're doing. I like your attitude, because one of the things I think that has happened throughout our nation, throughout the history of our nation, but particularly within the past maybe 100 years or so, is that nothing has been attacked more than the churches of America through a covert effort to bring them around into the type of teachings that the New World Order wants. And I am convinced that the whole way that prophecy is delivered could perhaps be the way that the New World Order will conquer this country, because if you just convince people, well, this is what it says in Revelations, there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it, this is just the way it is, so you may as well live with it. Well, can you imagine if that would have been the attitude that would have been delivered down to the settlers that first settled this land, and then you take it one step further, this attitude of defeating America through its churches has taken a fevered pitch here recently, because there's a movement now going on called the Church Growth Movement. And just recently I found out that Rick Warren, who is the big daddy of this movement, has recently been invited to the Council on Foreign Relations. And you know he wasn't brought there just as somebody, just as a spectator. He was brought there because he could be used by these covert organizations behind the scenes to do to the churches what the New World Order crowd wants. And this is why I'm saying that if you can first pull the moral base out from under a nation, and then on top of that, then if you push through the communist seminaries, the attitude that, well, this is just the way it is, there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it, then you've already defeated a nation without ever firing a shot.
Well, these guys have been and are today at a fever pitch building their entire program on scaring the bejeebers out of the population. Everything, everywhere you turn, you find fear. You've got fear. You've got to have your insurance. If you don't have insurance, it's just all over for you, your medical insurance. And if you watch the TV and if you watch the go to the movies, every movie is just packed full of all the most frightening, horrible scenes and scenarios that can be imagined. And the news, it's all so fearful. Oh, we're just scared to death. Well, fear is what they build their entire program on, because they themselves are terrified, one and all. These birds are the most frightened human beings on the planet. And I say this quite seriously. They every day, moment by moment, are in jeopardy of being murdered for their money or their power. They have not one moment of peace. They're scared to death. And so they live in fear. They promote fear. And we're dumb enough to hold still to be scared to death. Oh, they're going to get us and take our goodies. Well,
yeah.
They're not. It ain't going to happen, guys.
Well, see, that's this bird flu is a perfect case. I never seen so much fear-mongering over something.
Is that asinine? Is it asinine?
I couldn't agree with you more. Well, I just wanted to chime in because you were going right down some roads that have been on my heart for a long time, and I appreciate your attitude and your spirit, and you just keep on keeping on, and I'm just really pleased that you called in. It's a joy to hear you. And, Chris, thank you so much. Keep on keeping on.
Thank you, Sam.
You bet. Blessings.
Thank you very much. Bless you, my friend. You know, this is a major work that you've done here, and you talk about the fact that the churches and their 501c3 ticket to hell is, it's permeated throughout the country.
Oh, yeah. It does not have to happen. That's just a piece of paper, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
That is 501c3 is a piece of paper and should be used for toilet paper. Get rid of it, ignore it, and if anybody comes around, have your sheep gather around you and protect you, you preachers. Your sheep are the ones that can make it happen. They protect you just as you're supposed to be leading and protecting them.
And actually these churches, they pass the plate on Sunday to the sheep, and that's where they get their funding. They don't have to rely on federal funding, do they?
Absolutely not. They don't need their tax breaks. Hey, if they would start doing their job, their flock would grow enormously, and their flock would be much more generous and understanding and begin to realize that, hey, tithing is not for the church. God created the universe. You think he can't create what the church needs? Give me a break. That's asinine. Tithing is for the people, the sheep. It's for you and me. We derive the benefits from tithing by proving our faith.
Upon our return, we're going to give out the information so you can purchase the book, listeners. Once again, entitled The New World Order Defeated. And Grambo the Prophet is the author. We'll be right back to give that direction out. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Listeners, we have Graham with us, Grambo the Prophet, the New World Order defeated, and basically we're talking about the UN system, I'm sorry to say. But Graham, let's have those directions on how to purchase the book.
Okay, they have a quantity of them over at RBN, and you can get them from there, the RBN phone, just I guess we'll just call them there. Or you can call my Grambo phone number that you guys just ran my ad for me, and I appreciate that, on the Grambo shortening system. That number is 512-297-3152, and I've got an 800 number here, too, is 1-866-455-6743. I'll give you that one again, 866-455-6743.
Okay.
And the first number is a cell number. Feel free to call me, hopefully not at midnight, but most any time I'll be glad to answer it and any questions on the book or my machine, too. But I appreciate you doing this. I did not call up with this intention.
Well, I
was just...
I'm very glad you called in.
Well, I am, too, of course.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you letting me give a little sampling and of what this book is. It's been such a puzzle to me that people had such a difficult time getting through it. But when you read that first paragraph that I had written was true and strong, but it was difficult for you to read. I could tell. So obviously there'll be many things of that sort in the book that are not easy to read. John Stettmiller, I don't think he's ever finished his book, nor his wife, either one. And it's obviously not the reader's fault, and I don't consider it to be my fault. I feel like that there's, quite frankly, a spiritual thing out there that knows that he's in trouble, and this book is going to be the source of his trouble. Now, you know, old Jesus, when he came the last time, he had a front man. His front man was John the Baptist. And John the Baptist went around telling everybody, stirring them all up, and all that sort of thing. Well, God, interestingly enough, does not change. Jesus said that. And it was said to other places in the Bible. God does not change. We can assume safely that God will use the same technique, the same methods, this next time when Jesus shows up, of using a front man. And it's my sincere consideration that this book, which was inspired by God, is the new John the Baptist. And you find that objectionable? Too bad. That's what I feel. Mm-hmm. And if you can get through the book, if you're strong enough to read it, then you'll understand and probably will agree with me.
Well, this is very, very commendable, this work that you've done, and I'm certainly happy that you're a sponsor on the network. It's a benefit to all of us that you're here for us to keep the doors open here, to keep the doors open, put it that way. And certainly I'm happy that you sent me the book, and it is something to digest for sure.
Right. And, hey, by the way, we're selling them for $20. They came out with the expectation of selling them for $30. But $20, the idea is to get them out. You know, I'm not making any money off of it. I split the money that comes in to John Stettmiller there at the RVN.
Uh-huh.
He gets half of it. It's not intended as a way to make a living. I make a living off of my machines and off of sharpening. In fact, I'm late to an appointment now.
Uh-huh.
I work for a living, guys. But we have, you know, we've got a job to do, and God is providing the tools. And to be all down and out and scared we're going to be got by the bird flu or some foolishness like that or the bomb threat down at the Capitol, and so we better go to our bunkers and hide our heads. Baloney. Baloney. We're Christians, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
And if we're a real Christian, God will protect us. He really will. I find his protection moment by moment. And so, in spite of what the book I've written, which would normally be considered quite dangerous, and generally liable to cause me a forced suicide, I'm not concerned about it. I'm not afraid.
Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on and staying with us for this amount of time. I'm sorry you're late for your appointment, but
I'll let you go, guys, and I appreciate the time.
Wonderful having you with us.
You bet.
Thank you, Graham.
Maybe again. Goodbye.
Okay, look forward to it. The phone number at the office to order, the New World Order Defeated, is... That would be 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. Order the book, The New World Order Defeated, by Grambo the Prophet. And once again, listeners, this is helping to support the network. Most important to support the network. It has to grow. It's a group of us trying to do the right thing for our country, to keep the doors open, to expand our knowledge, to expand the information, and certainly... you know where I come from with what I do. Bob, yesterday, wanted to let you know that Sunday, day after tomorrow, Sunday the 23rd of October, Braveheart Radio, and that's 88.3 FM, they will hold their annual Anti-United Nations Rally. and that will be in the Diamond Park Square across from the courthouse in Meadville, Pennsylvania. That's at the Diamond Park Square across from the courthouse in Meadville, Pennsylvania. The zip code is 16335 for that area in Pennsylvania. And they will start setting up about 10 a.m. on Sunday and begin at 1 p.m. And there will be the burning of the United Nations flag. Oh, my. How can we burn a United Nations flag, listeners? Oh, my goodness. Burn them all, I say. There will be speakers present, listeners, at this function. And one speaker will be Hagen Smith. And he is the gubernatorial candidate for the Constitution Party for 2006. And according to Bob, this man will change the direction of the state of Pennsylvania. And he will be headed in the right direction with the elimination of all property taxes. And apparently that's going to be done very soon anyway, because, well, who knows where it's going to go with the consumption tax. I don't think that has anything to do with the property tax at all. But we'll know more about this with Joan Vion on Monday. So if you're interested and you're able, you're encouraged to stop in and join the gentleman at this Meadville rally in Pennsylvania. So if you want to know more about this, the phone number is 814-337-5585. That's 814-337-5585. And let's see, they're right about 30 miles south of Erie, Pennsylvania. And all are welcome. So keep this in mind, 814-337-5585 is the number. That would be excellent to have a great participation at this rally and have a report on this on the second hour on Monday, as Joan Vion will only be on for 1 hour. She's a little burned out. She's tired of spending. And so here we have another one that's about to drop. It's very, very frustrating for her, all the money she's been spending going to these conferences for the last, 12 or so years, I would think. Joan Vion's been involved all over the country and all over the world at these summits. And isn't it amazing how most of these summits are held in other countries and there's never any publicity about what is being engineered at the UN system? So this is the problem. One more time for that phone number for the rally in Meadville, Pennsylvania. That would be 814-337-5585. 814-337-5585. And you're all encouraged to join in. And I hope there's a big turnout for that. 814-337-5585. We have another phone call. Let's see what Jeff has to say. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Chris.
Yes.
Offhand, do you know if Agenda 21 contains any recommendation for individual nations on whether or not there should be laws mandating graduated inheritance tax on values over even $200,000, which to me is a lot of stakeholder property value?
I'm not sure. That would be something for you to research.
Yeah.
Do you have that ability on a computer?
Yeah, I mean, but just a lot of people,
you know,
have a bad attitude about inheritance tax. Like, I think they're trying to eliminate it all together, and that's just helping the really, really rich people to me, and the less rich people think that's really going to help them.
Well, keep in mind, this whole system is guided under the attack on this country. The UN system is an attack on this country, has been an attack on this country and the middle class. And the graduated income tax is a major part of that, and also the inheritance tax. And when we have our Secretary of Treasury being the U.S. governor of the International Monetary Fund of the UN system, and the alternate governor, Alan Greenspan, who's about to retire, well, then you see the whole system in place, the Federal Reserve System in place, the IMF in place in the U.S. And so you've got millions of dollars going to the U.N. system coming from this country. Jesse Helms disclosed that in 1999 as well. Millions and millions and millions of dollars coming out of this country to support the U.N. system. If we stop the U.N. system in this country, it dies just like that. And so this is the big, big important push. Now, look, there's 40 chapters of Agenda 21, and there's much involvement of our brain power in this. We've got to absorb it. Everyone's got to absorb this. And so when you ask this question, what you need to do is research the question out yourself and come back and tell us what you found out. Does that make sense to you, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm looking at it more from just the patriot attitude that patriots don't think that anybody has any luck gained a stake like this guy that just won $300 million in Oregon, apparently, in the lottery, or the Rothschild, Rockefellers, et al. You know, without income and inheritance taxes on their luck gained stake holding, I don't see how we can ever make it a more merit wealth based society, which I think we need, but some don't seem to care about it anymore.
Well, the bottom line is other people getting informed and getting other listeners to tune into the network and connecting dots on the websites that are part of the network.
Yeah.
That is the key. So your job is in hand. I know the population in New Mexico is not gigantic, but maybe you can get a hold of Mario Andretti and his clan to connect to Agenda 21, because eventually there won't be any auto racing in the future. It'll be gone. So keep that in mind, Jeff, and give us a report later, okay?
Well, on property tax, you know, I said my property taxes are pretty low, but I've talked to my neighbors that just because they have a double wide, theirs is substantially bigger, and I can see why that isn't fair, you know, because say I wanted to get a double wide, why should then I? That doesn't mean I'm any richer. That means I could have to start making payments on a double wide. So why should my property taxes be higher, you know?
It's not fair.
It's taking out the tax on the wrong people and not the focus on these Rothschilds and their big inheritances, all their luck they've had through the generations of investments.
We don't need the taxes. All we have to do is have trade in goods and services like it was at the turn of the last century. Trade in goods and services, that made it so we didn't have to have a progressive income tax, and that's the situation we have to get back to. Sovereignty of nations needs to be true sovereignty of nations. Eliminate the UN system. Eliminate the State Department. What is the State Department good for anyway? The State Department doesn't do us any good. The State Department is a globalist organization that works to migrate into our country foreigners so nobody knows about the Constitution any longer. We have to realize that the Constitution of the United States of America was formed for a reason and a purpose. The Bill of Rights is sacred, and the Bill of Rights has been trampled on for many decades. So the bottom line is get back to that, eliminate the UN system, get back to aid and trade and services, bring sovereignty back to nations, stop the wars, stop the Federal Reserve System, stop environmental modification. People beginning their paychecks to implement these directions, wars and environmental modification, stand up for your country. Stand up for the United States of America and the setup scenario that we have today, listeners. It is a setup. Everything you watch on the television is designed to traumatize at this point in time. We have this hurricane going on right now, another one. And it's being shown right now. The new forecast from the National Weather Center about Hurricane Wilma. Here we are with another one. And what kind of devastation is this going to wreak on Florida? And Florida are going to have many wetlands in the future. That's all designed by the Biodiversity Treaty from the UN system. Agenda 21 is the plan for the United States of America and the rest of the world for the 21st century. The implementation process of this is very well chronicled in Joan Vion's United Nations Global Straitjacket. She'll be on Monday. And it might be for the last time unless she gets response from you, the listeners, about what she's doing. The paper that I briefly wrote, read a little portion of today, she'll have that available for $18 on Monday. And we'll talk about this. But you've got to support her and her directions, listeners, as this is vital. And then you've got to jump into the UN system again and order our global neighborhood, a timely work deserving of our attention. That's what Nelson Mandela said. Nelson Mandela was a terrorist from the 1950s, listeners. He was the one that brought about necklacing, where you put gasoline in tires, your hands are bound behind your back. You put gasoline in a tire that's put around your neck, and you light that tire, and that's a great way to die, isn't it? Nelson Mandela was the founder of that direction of torture. Nelson Mandela was a terrorist. This book, Our Global Neighborhood, you have to purchase it. It'll probably be $25 or so. The ISBN number for Our Global Neighborhood is 0-19-827-997-3. The ISBN number for Our Global Neighborhood, 0-19-827-997-3. Thanks for your call, Jeff. We'll close out the broadcast momentarily. Stay here.
And misery.
Hey, that's Poker Face, listeners. Pokerface.com is their website. They do tremendous work with their music and the words, the lyrics that go with it. I have another one that does good work, but he keeps getting bogged down. Let's see here. United Nations Association of Greater Oklahoma City. Let's cover this real quickly. Oklahoma celebrates United Nations Day 2005 and recognizing the UN's efforts to promote child health and survival, listeners. Child health and survival, you've got to be joking. The WHO, the World Health Organization, and the HIV pandemic apparently created the patents in place. Dr. Boyd Graves disclosed that last week. It's on the archives of the website, rbnlive.com. So that was October 24th is United Nations Day, the 60th anniversary. As Kate was talking about yesterday, the October 18th at the Oaks Country Club, that was with Jillian Sorensen. That would have been real interesting to attend. October 22nd, tomorrow, 12 noon, Oklahoma City. Isn't this amazing, listeners? Oh, yes. The Oklahoma City University Student Faculty Center, the Scarab Room, Northwest 25th and Black Welder, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. The Greater Oklahoma City Chapter, United Nations Association of the United States of America, USA, invites you to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the United Nations. UN Day 2005 will be observed with a luncheon and program featuring presentations by Louis L. Salmeron, S. Najeri, Magua, Amy Cholbar, with special meeting from Ambassador Edward J. Perkins. Tickets are available. $20 are available. Tickets are available for $20. And that will be, once again, tomorrow at the Oklahoma City University, listeners. Oklahoma City University. Let's see, what else? October 24th, Monday, 7 p.m. in Norman, Oklahoma. The Oklahoma Memorial Union, that is 900 ASP Avenue. That's 900 ASP Avenue in the Governor's Room on the third floor in Norman, Oklahoma. That will be happening as well. October 25th, Tuesday, in Norman at 1:30 to 3:30 p.m., Fred Jones Jr. Museum of Art Theater. That's 555 Elm Avenue in Norman, Oklahoma. Two films will be screened as part of the Elm Festival that is being co-sponsored by the International Affairs Society and UNA-USA, which will be very, very interesting. At 1:30, They Call Me Dog, a film about the Cinderellas of Haiti. Oh, my. Oh, my. The beat goes on, people. Go to their website, the Oklahoma Association of Greater Oklahoma City. You can check it out yourselves. That's it for today, my friends. Do your research. It's all here on AmericanExpose.com and RBN Live. Good afternoon. ¶¶
Thank you.